Hey there, my friends. Okay, we're rebranding. What does that mean? Well, that means for the last time, you're going to see this.
Welcome to the HPLS podcast. Live, relevant, and high performance information, conversations, and education weekly.
Monday. So over the last few weeks, I'm sure you've noticed that we've done less and less live shows. We've streamed less. And the reason being is we were rebranding. And some people might ask, well, why are we rebranding? Well, over the course of the last 2.5 years, obviously, for those of you who know my story, I've been through quite a few things that really helped me get a different perspective on things. And part of that perspective was, what is logistics in our life? How does it impact our personal life, our business life, and our social life? And I look at this from the beginning of when I started in logistics. Like, this industry, I think about, well, I'm a little bit biased because, as most of you know, I've only ever been in this industry. This industry can be all-consuming, meaning that our life can pretty much revolve around logistics. And when we look at it and we look at the word logistics, we realize that logistics is everywhere in our life, right? Whether it be planning a party, what's the logistics of planning the party, right? Like, what is it to get things done in a specific way that benefits everybody in it? And I believe everything revolves around logistics. So it truly is a part of our life. So with that idea, I kind of been running with that for the last couple of weeks and sitting back and saying to myself, okay, how can we really help 10,000 sales reps generate over $1 million GP in under a year? And as you know, that's been the mission of all of my companies pretty much since 2016. So for almost a decade, really digging in on this why and how can we help people succeed? So we wanted to bring you a new podcast that's dedicated to the life of logistics professionals. So we are going to be talking operations. We're going to be talking sales. We're going to be talking management. We're going to be talking employee development. We're going to be giving you the gamut of how logistics is involved in our life and how we, the professional sales reps, can truly become something special. You know, most of you know my story. You know, I'm a grade 9 dropout. I've had no formal business education. I'm self-taught in everything I do. And I truly believe that one of the careers, in general, a career as a commissioned salesperson, I believe that as a commissioned salesperson, we have the best job on the planet because we can write our own paycheck. Now, some of you might be stressed when you hear that. And a lot of people actually would prefer a salary over commission. But if you really think of the commission aspect of any business, right, you can get off a plane with very little money in your pocket. And if you understand human psychology and you understand how to sell, and you understand like all the different processes that go with selling, you can literally create a fortune for yourself anywhere in the world at any time through commission sales. Now, with that commission sales, though, comes a whole host of other things that we need to understand, right? How people get motivated and all these other things. So that's really why we decided to transition into the logistics life, to bring you these ideas, strategies, concepts, and just general conversation about how do we better our lives in this industry? How do we not get caught up in like stressing out and living everything in logistics? How do we compartmentalize, if you will, for lack of a better term, really start building out our success? What is stopping us from achieving our success? What is helping us achieve our success? What are the blocks that I have daily? You know, like, I'll give you a perfect example. So for me, as I start to build my health up, one of the blocks I had daily was the fact that I'm not as strong as I used to be. So why start? And so I neglected exercise for so long. And now I'm really starting to focus on exercise because I understand health is wealth. But how did I come to that realization? You know, prior to that, in logistics, I remember coming into this industry, I was just finishing bodybuilding competitions and like I full six pack, obliques, everything. And within months, I looked down, I couldn't see my belt, right? So a lot of the times in business in general, as a go-getter, as somebody that's focused on getting things done, you can often neglect certain aspects of your life. So we're going to bring in every aspect of your life into how does it incorporate in logistics? How do we include personal development? How do we include health and logistics? What is the way that we can start designing our life to better help us succeed long-term, right? How do we not burn out? How do we not allow some of the challenges? Because I mean, if we look at the just logistics as a whole, we can face some pretty odd challenges that not very many people face in their business, right? As a freight broker, how do we work through and revolutionize putting our credibility on somebody else's back, right? How do we maintain and build and develop and work with different departments in our company when sometimes there's that animosity between different departments and we tend to stop and say, well, if I book with them or if I let them do it, then they're going to, you know, ruin my customer's relationship with me and all these other fictitious things that we have in our head. So that's really what this podcast is going to be directed to as of tomorrow. We are still going to have Data Day Wednesdays. We're going to go back to Book Club Fridays because I think that is so important. But every day we're going to bring in some new people because leaving it just to sales, I think we alienated a lot of people in the industry. And for those of you that we alienated, I do apologize. But you know, when you go back and when I go back and really review what it was I've been able to do, achieve, and see in logistics, I realized that it's not just me. Everybody in my world helped achieve the success. And we're not in it alone, right? And some of you might think, well, Dan, I'm cradle to grave, so I am in it alone. And the thing is, you're not, because you're only as good as your weakest supplier, right? You've often heard the saying, and I think it's a crazy one, but we're only as good as our last screw up, right? We're only as good as our last successful delivery. We can keep using these analogies all day long, but the fact is our industry has changed. The way we sell has changed. And I'll tell you, as somebody who was out for almost 2 years and just got back into selling in January, I'll tell you, it's so different. And it's amazing how short of a period vastly changed the dynamics of logistics sales and what it means to sell. And how do we get in front and stay in front of prospects to really get results? What are the timelines of these results? And like all of these things are totally different, right? If we look at right now compared to even 16 months ago, it's a completely different sale. And I've had many conversations with sales reps and, you know, sales is a tough gig, right? And I think if we don't honor that, if we don't embrace the suck, I think we're really missing out. And, you know, as we move further into the logistics life, and as we move further into just the different aspects of logistics and what it means to be a professional in logistics, I think we're going to really clarify a lot of these things. And we're really going to help you, whether you're in customer service, whether you're in carrier sales, whether you're in freight sales, whether you're dispatcher, whatever you are in the industry, whether you're an owner, a VP, an executive, we're going to bring in all the people to really help you move through the process and better your life. Because I do believe this is the best industry in the world. And the mission is to help you get better at whatever part of it you are doing. You know, I've been through the ranks. I've seen management lack the desire, lack the ability to help their team succeed. I've seen really great salespeople, like really good people, leave the industry because of a lack of direction, a lack of training, and a lack of understanding. I've heard the lies. I've seen the truth. Like all of this. And really, when you start really looking at it and taking it from a 360 degree perspective as to how do I really build a business, a life, and a success plan for the future? You know, in the years I've been in logistics, I've made a lot of money. And I look back and I think, my Lord, what did I do? Some days I'm just blown away at it. And other days I look back and say, you know, what a great learning experience. And other days I look back and say, how on earth did I stay in this industry so long? And I think it's fair that we all have these feelings, right? I remember back in 2009, I hated this industry. I hated it with a passion. And it was the only thing I'd ever done since I was 17 years old. And I just hated it. I didn't like the way suppliers and everybody was cutting each other's throats to save their own bacon. And I'm seeing a little bit of that in the rate side because everybody's cutting rates to save their own bacon and they're leaving people out in the dark. And I mean, I think this industry will never change from that respect. I really wish it would, but I don't think it will realistically. You know, but how do we get through that, right? How do we as a sales rep, as an individual, as a person with a desire to help our customers achieve something, how do we really bring that forward and help them above and beyond everything else? I'm going to bring you into the studio. I'm going to bring you into the back end. And I'm really going to bring you into my world as we go through and build companies, build sales, walk you through sales. We're going to bring all sorts of different people on to talk about sales, to talk about operations, talk about customer service and what that really means, to talk about that AKA word value that everybody throws around. And to really help you bring it into perspective that there's so many different aspects and levels to logistics. It's not a one-trick pony, right? If you really want to be a Clydesdale in this industry, there's certain rules, and I guess it's probably the best way to put it, there's certain rules to follow, certain processes, certain dedications that I truly believe we really need to start focusing on. So that's going to be the mission for the next couple of days. I wanted to kind of bring it to you today. And I mean, none of this is scripted. It's just kind of me going, okay, this is what I want to talk about. And this is how we're going to build it. So over the next little bit, stay tuned for the logistics life and really the rebranding of what Sales Chatter was. So to all of you out there, remember, go out there, make every call educational and crush your sales. And stay tuned and subscribe. We'll talk to you later.